Welcome to this podcast from St. Michael and All Angels Episcopal Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We hope you consider hitting like or subscribe. We hope you will share this audio with your friends and neighbors, help others know about our inclusive, theologically progressive community of faith. If you'd like to support our ministries, you can make a gift at stmichaelsabq.org.
Lord, take our minds and think with them. Take our mouths and speak with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with your love. Amen. Please be seated. I'm not sure quite what to attribute it to, but Luke hit a sensitive spot with me in his passion this morning. I noticed it on the first time that I read our lections this morning, and I knew immediately it's what I was going to preach about. It was the note about Herod and Pilate becoming friends over this conflict with Jesus. What an incredibly morbid thing to say. I know that part of it is that John has occupied the space of my favorite gospel, partially because of that bizarre conversation that happens between Jesus and Pilate, where Pilate almost seems like a human being. But Luke chooses instead to remember who these two, Herod and Pilate, were for who they were, the embodiment of everything that Jesus was not, power-hungry hypocrites with no regard for the sanctity of human life. And of course, Luke's community would be the ones to remember this piece of the story. These two don't know it yet, at the end of the Passion, but the cross has already humiliated the worldly powers in this story. And I'm not just theologizing. The over-the-top violence brought to bear on this poor carpenter from Galilee, who had no political ambition whatsoever, showed just how committed these leaders were to the futile exercise of bloodthirsty power to pursue their agendas. It also showed that it really didn't take much to perturb these violent forces controlled by leaders that were terrified by displays of true spiritual strength. Jesus taught a return to some of the indigenous teachings around the Torah that were beginning to slip away in the rush of Greek and Roman influence. He never once encouraged his followers to violence, yet they were so desperate to make Jesus' voice disappear, their insecurities laid bare, that this is all it took to bring the full might of the Roman Empire down on the head of a non-citizen. In the agreement over how inconvenient this non-citizen truth-teller was, proved to be the basis for their alliance and friendship moving forward. But an heir of the tradition of Israel, as Herod was, even with all his faults, should have known what was going to happen next. The God of the Hebrew Bible has a long history of setting the captive free, of coming to the help of the orphan and the widow, of showing earthly powers for the decadent hypocrites they are. Then again, maybe Herod did know, and that's why he was so afraid. He might not have known to expect Jesus specifically. God was doing a new thing, but in a real way, God was doing something ancient. God has always stood against rulers who use their power against people who can't fight back. It's a hard time to be awake and conscious of all that's happening right now. Things that I've considered rights are being made meaningless, some on paper, some in practice. And it seems like much of the progress that's been made in my lifetime has been lost in a really short period of time. But this is what earthly power does. It changes the way we see our struggles so that they seem meaningless, small, and disconnected. But the truth is that we are inheritors of an ancient struggle, to live into the ideals that Jesus believed in. And that battle has already been won by Jesus' redeeming work on the cross. And these exhibitions of worldly power, even the ones that we see today, are not deeds of strength. They are the work of scared, angry people who would rather watch the world burn than be changed by the redemptive love of God. But the cross teaches us that God's love has the last word. God will never abandon us. So let us rejoice again today that our King has arrived, and we are not alone. Amen.